Well, good morning and welcome on this beautiful Sunday morning that God has given to us, and we're glad that you're with us. If you were on the Father-Son campout, we're going to do our best to keep you awake, and it's one of the challenges when you have a weekend activity. We had a great time Friday night into Saturday, close to 50 different men and their sons there with us out at Camp Cherokee over the weekend, and I really do appreciate the work that Scott Hicks and as well Tom Crum did in organizing that and giving us a great opportunity to fellowship, get an opportunity to get to know some other men and their sons and grandsons, and just a great time out there, beautiful weekend, and rejoicing in what the Lord has done. Well, we're glad that you're with us here this morning, and there is a little bit of a unique setup for today, and those of you that are joining us online, we're grateful for that, but I'll need to forewarn you that our live stream is going to be sort of cutting off right after the music portion due to the surrounding circumstances related to our speaker, as they are with us here serving in a part of the world where there are things that could be said in a live stream setting and in this setting that could definitely impact their ministry and also ours as well. And so we will be cutting the live stream off, so don't get nervous about your connection or anything like that, but just make sure that you're aware of that. We are excited to have with us a family that is serving in a part of the world where a lot is going on, and both politically but also ministerially, and looking forward to hearing from them in just a little bit. As in line with that as well, over the next two Sundays, starting really next Sunday, the 23rd and the 30th, there are going to be with us several that are visiting. If we could go to not the next slide, but the one after that there, yes. Up next week, we're excited to have Melissa Baccarella and Jim and Susan Cook, as well as Jeff Raymond and his family, and they're going to be with us here on the 23rd. And then on the 30th, that next slide there, we'll be hearing from Paul Davis in the morning service, and then we are blessed to be able to have Andrew and Mary Ward back with us, as well as Daniel and Sherry Leathers. And those two couples are teaming up in Togo and going to be serving together in ministry. And so it's neat to have partners here ready to share and to express what God is doing in their ministries. And so next two Sundays especially, even today, we've got a lot of neat opportunities to be able to hear and to have our hearts stirred by and challenged by our global mission of reaching people around the world for the cause of Christ. And so encourage you to be connecting with that and also be thinking about this as ways that we can be conscious of giving opportunity for having them in your home. We have several that are going to be here throughout the week between the 23rd and the 30th. If you would like to host them, have them in your home for a meal, or maybe a group of you like to get together at a restaurant and do something like that, you can get real creative. If you have a desire to do that, you can talk to the office, you can call or email, and we will help coordinate that and get that set up. But looking forward to some time in sharing and what God is doing in the lives of our missionaries, but also to really encourage our hearts. Let's not forget to be giving financially. Let's be giving of our prayer life, the sacrifice of praise to God for what he is doing. And then also just praying about opportunities that God could give to us to go and to be in other parts of the world and sharing in their ministries as the Lord would allow, mission trips and things of this nature. So keep these things in your hearts and minds, and to be in prayer for that as we go into these next few weeks. A few others that we are praying for and to be reminded of, and that is that our missionary of the week this week is the Barcubines, and excited to have them as part of our mission support, and so be in prayer for them. And then there are some other activities, some things happening this evening. Excited to have our guests as well being able to minister tonight, and also be thinking about the different activities that are coming up over the course of the next few weeks. There's the trunk or treat that we're doing as a community outreach, and and really excited to be able to plug back into our community, even on our own property, and looking forward to reaching into the heart of people, sharing the gospel, using the platform that the world has really created for us in this season, and being able to hopefully see us have some intentional conversations and share the gospel. And so we're looking forward to that. If you would like to get involved with that, make sure that you talk with Sandy Grimacki. I know that she could still use candy, and there is a potential that she could use even another few trunks. And so you can talk with her, and her email address is there in the bulletin. A few others there. There's the special giving projects that we have for the Fede Leons, the McDowells, and then also the what's going on over in the Ukrainian area, and as we continue to help in refugee and other ministries there. So please be reminded of our responsibility as stewards of what God has gifted to us, that we can also provide for others. And so hope that you'll plan on that and give. And if you're looking for ways to give, giving to the church, through the church, there's online, but there are those baskets in the back there, and there's one out in the foyer, and you're welcome to help us as we continue to do what God has asked us to do locally, regionally, and then even globally. And so we're excited about those opportunities. Well, today we're looking forward to what God can teach us and reveal to our hearts about places beyond, but I hope that it motivates us to be conscious of where we are and what God is doing in our lives and how we can effectively be servants for the cause of Christ, even locally. And so continue to pray one for another and continue to encourage one another's hearts. And we've got several within our own community here that are going through some really difficult times. Continue to pray for the Blushes and with their grandson, Tyler, and all that is surrounding that, and continue to pray for them. And then also continue to pray for Bobby Struthers. She's recovering and from a double hip replacement. And so when she goes in big. And But pray for her and pray for Don, that he would truly take care of her like he promised he would. And I can say that because they're probably watching. And but at the same point, just continue to pray one for another. And there are several others there that we are continuing to pray for and remember them throughout the days ahead. All right. Well, let's stand together, if you would. And there is a verse that we're looking at and encouraging our hearts for one another's sake. And it's found in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15. And we'll begin our morning time of worship here with this thought of how do we take the word of God and we communicate that truth to one another in a heartbeat that truly loves and cares for one another, and doing it in ways so that we might grow and become more conformed into the image of Christ. And so thinking about that thought, as Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15 declares, let's say this together, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, that is Christ. Let's open our time here this morning of the word of prayer and prepare to sing and to rejoice in the good things that God is doing in our midst, and trusting in the Lord's grace for the days ahead. Let's go to him at this time. Father, we're grateful for the morning, grateful to be in this place together, grateful that we can gather here in safety. At the same time, we know that there are brothers and sisters in Christ that whether the hours have already departed because of where they are situated in the globe, or whether it be because of the trials and the difficulties of circumstances of life, I just pray, God, that you would bring peace, that you'd bring comfort. Lord, that you would truly instill in them a boldness and in our hearts as well. Lord, let us not grow lackadaisical and apathetic towards the things of the gospel, because it is truly the power of God unto salvation. And I pray that we would truly be people that bear that well, that we would live that out well, that we would be people who reflect the headship of Christ, and that we are honoring you with our lives. And so, Lord, I pray now that you'll bless our time here this morning with our guests. And Lord, just grateful to start seeing more of our missionary friends as they are coming back into the States. And Lord, have an opportunity over the next weeks here to be able to reconnect and to better understand, Lord, the burdens and the concerns, the cares that they are carrying. And Lord, I pray that you'll just help us to be in a place of encouragement to them as well. So Lord, fill us today with a sense of wonder and amazement again, Lord, at the transforming power of your grace. Lord, I pray that you would also instill in us a desire to be sharing that, living that out in our discipleship. And may, Lord, even this time of fellowship that we are enjoying here this morning, may it enrich our faith and walk with you. Bless this time, we pray, and may you be praised. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Would you join me as we open this morning and sing praises to our great God? Open up the heavens. Sing with me.
We've waited for this day. We're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates.
Show us your glory. I taught you a song a couple of weeks ago, introduced it to you, and wanted to use it during our missions emphasis weeks. And so we're going to sing that again this morning, entitled Let the Nations Be Glad.
At the glory of the Lord.
Let the glory of the Lord forever be our joy. May redemption be the theme of our song. For by grace we have been saved, and by grace we shall proclaim in the corners of the earth that Christ is God. Trial and soul. Many saints and martyrs conquered, though they die. Still we holding out the cross, crossing ocean, suffering loss, shall endure all things to win the crown of life. Oh, let the nations be glad, let the people rejoice, for salvation belongs to our God. Let the whole earth be filled with the praises of the Lord, for salvation belongs to our God. Let the nations be glad.
As your holy church goes forth in the Holy Spirit's power, with the glories of the gospel to exclaim. Now we pray your kingdom come, and we pray your will be done, for the honor and the glory of your name. Oh, let the nations be glad, let the people rejoice, of the Lord, for salvation belongs to our God. Let the nations be glad, let the people rejoice, for salvation belongs to our God. Let the whole earth be filled with the praises of the Lord, for salvation belongs to our God. Let the nations be glad.
Amen.
All I am, Lord, here before you, reaching out for more. You're the promise, never failing. You are my reward, Jesus. Everything I've lost, I have found in you. When I finally reach the end, I'll say, you are worth it all. There's no riches or earthly treasure that will satisfy. Set this heart on fire, oh, set this heart on fire. I let go of all I have just to have all of you, and no matter what the cost, I will follow you. Jesus, everything I've lost, I have found in you. When I find Jesus' name.